Of course, you know, the big thing happening, which, you know, we would all love to be invited to, right? I mean, it looks like a great time was had by all at the NATO summit. Michael Bauer is our iHeart News radio national correspondent. Michael, give us the lay of the land and tell us how spectacular it was.
Leah, I got my concert t-shirt, and let me tell you, there were a lot left over. There was nobody walking around with the NATO concert t-shirt at all. It was
sold out merch.
it was definitively a lot in stock. All different sizes, too, I might add. So NATO allies did take a far more aggressive posture towards China than they ever have in the past with this particular NATO summit they had on Monday. In fact, in the past, China had never even previously been mentioned in a NATO summit declaration, apart from a brief reference in 2019 when it was mentioned as an opportunity and challenge that the country posed for members of the Western alliance. That was the only mention. Now they've got a prime spot right next to Russia as things that NATO need to be concerned about. So they're saying in regards to China, it's their expanding nuclear ambitions as well as their assertive behavior across the globe. As it pertains to Russia, they wanted to highlight again the threat presented by Russia, which includes, and this was kind of interesting too, all 30 NATO countries agreeing that the impact of the significant malicious cumulative cyber activities, that's a very lengthy phrase to go to.
It is.
They said that, that was the concern that they had about Russia, and so much so that they may, in specific situations, they may consider it to be a mounting an armed attack. So it would be like launching rockets at a country if you were to launch a ransomware attack, say, at a pipeline in the United States. They would consider that possibly to be an armed attack, which would then lead to the invocation of Article 5, meaning if one country under NATO is attacked, all countries under NATO are attacked. Last time we saw that was 9/11, and frankly, it sounds great, and I don't think Vladimir Putin is shaking in his boots today at the thought that there would be retaliation from NATO over this. I think, frankly, in order to make that stick, you got to have teeth with it, and NATO hasn't had that for any length of time here. So big words spoken on behalf of NATO, big words spoken on behalf of President Biden when he says he's going to tell President Putin where that red line is and where they can cooperate. And if Putin chooses not to cooperate, then they will respond in kind, is the way that he puts it. Again, I don't hear the shaking in Vladimir Putin's boots at all. I don't know how that's going to go tomorrow.
You know, to me, they spend a lot of time with the big boogeyman, Putin, when in fact, it's China that's infecting the entire global world and lying about the virus. It's China that is embedding spies to sleep with Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell. It's China that's putting spies in our universities. China is a huge threat. And I would go so far as to say it's China that's hacking. Russia is getting the blame for everything so they don't have to lose their monetary influences in China.
I think you're right. And I think when you look at this, you know, Russia still has in the great scheme of evilness that NATO is going after, they still have the handlebar mustache that they're twisting in with an evil laugh, right? Some sort of melodrama. But at the end of the day, the reality is China is certainly the one that we've seen take leaps and bounds on a much higher level of the threat that they're issuing across the globe. And that's why you're seeing NATO finally address it. It's been a while, but they're finally addressing it. Yeah, you're right. It's good to go to the old safe boogeyman that you can always attack and you know there's always an adversarial relationship with. Whereas in China's case, they have great relationships with, let's call it, France, or let's call it Germany. And the concerns there would be that those countries would be saying something that might put down China when they're having fantastic economic ties with them right now and deals that they've created with them. And that's a worry that they have. So it kind of does take even more of any teeth that may have been there for NATO, and there aren't many, away when some of your biggest countries are in prime locations to deal with China.
You know what? I love talking to you, Michael Bauer, and you are dead on. We'll check in with you tomorrow for the latest developments. Bring me a t-shirt.
Stay safe, Leah.
Okay.